Time for the rural news with Sally Murphy. Kia ora, Sally.
Morena.
Some rural GP clinics are planning to open their doors for Super Saturday. I'm not surprised. Is this a surprise?
Not really. They're doing their bit to help. The vaccine drive is taking place on Saturday in order to boost vaccination numbers across the country, and GPs in rural areas are getting on board. New figures from Otago University show 72% of rural New Zealanders that are eligible to be vaccinated have had their first dose. Now, that's trailing behind the 81% in urban areas. But the gap is even wider for rural Māori, with only 53% having had their first dose. Dr. Scott Jones works as a GP clinic in Aupōtiki in the Bay of Plenty and is also the medical director for Pinnacle Midlands Health Network. He says the numbers show there's still a long way to go to get rural people vaccinated, but he hopes initiatives like Super Saturday will result in some progress.
We're all really engaged with it. I think it's a great opportunity to take the message out and to give people an improvement in their access. I know of many rural communities, more rural practices that are going to be open where they wouldn't have been open on Saturday to provide access. And through the Rural Health Alliance, I know that people like Dairy Women, Federated Farmers, you know, the rural organisations are reaching out to their practices and offering support. So whether that's in sausage sizzles or helping to transport people back and forth into the clinics, there's lots of initiatives that are being discussed and talked about and planned. You know, it's all it's coming on us very quickly, but there's it's quite exciting actually. I think we've got a good opportunity to really boost those numbers.
Dr. Scott Jones says those who have concerns or questions about the vaccine should talk to their GP. He says people he's spoken to who were questioning whether or not to get vaccinated have often found the answers they were looking for and have got the jab.
Now, on account of the COVID, a few more New Zealanders than normal are going to be working on next year's grape harvest, are they?
That's what people are hoping. In Marlborough, which is New Zealand's largest wine-growing region, it's estimated 1,200 people will be needed when harvesting kicks into gear around early March next year. But with far fewer overseas workers in the country because of COVID border restrictions, winemakers are already trying to secure staff to avoid missing out. Matt Mitchell is the general manager at Marisco Vineyards, which exports wine from its brand, The Ned, to big markets like the UK, US and Australia. He says the company is looking for cellar hands, wine press operators and forklift drivers more than 4 months in advance.
With the borders closed, we don't have access to the the foreign winemaking staff that, you know, make up the bulk of our harvest teams, you know, within the winery. You know, traditionally they're, young Europeans that have recently graduated from a tertiary qualification that's, you know, wine-based, or, you know, they've come out of family businesses themselves and are, you know, for their young years are hugely experienced and, really very wine-savvy. It's really a growing sort of industry realisation that, you know, harvest teams will be made up, almost entirely from Kiwis, and it's a very small pool that we're all fighting over.
Matt Mitchell says there will be a huge effort going into training people that are new to the industry this season. And that wraps up the rural news.